This year it was run slightly differently, and they put together a committee of about 50 of the great and good in the blues world, including broadcasters, writers, musicians, promoters and whatever. And they all had a questionnaire to fill in, and I had a questionnaire to fill in because I was one of that committee. And we all nominated in different categories, our top three, and all the votes were then added up to give us a top six in each category to go forward to the public vote.
Wow, so this is along the lines of all those great awards that we know then, this committee idea.
Well, sounds like it, you know, it's much like the Oscars in many ways, or the Brits, or yeah, it's quite professionally run. So it was nice last year to get the recognition from listeners, but it's nice this year to actually get a bit of recognition from within the, I'm not going to say the industry, because it's not the industry, but within the genre, if you like.
Yeah, almost your peers. And
yeah, exactly, yeah.
So how can people vote then?
Well, the voting will go live, I believe, on the 31st of May. And they need to go to www.britishbluesawards.com. And there will be information there on how to vote. You'll get a link through to a voting form. And basically, you need to go down and vote for whoever you want to in each category. I mean, you don't have to vote in every category, but there are some very fine musicians out there. And if you listen to the Rock and Blues Circus, we feature a lot of the musicians that have been nominated. And particularly in the guitarist category, we've been pushing again this year, some very fine musicians. But on that form, you'll find Independent Blues Broadcast, which is the nomination we've been put forward. And you can click on, well, there are six shows there. You don't have to vote for the Rock and Blues Circus, but if you don't, we will find out and come round and knock on your door.
Oh, yes, we'll know at 10 Radio, and we'll be round to sort you out.
So that's right. So you need to click on there. You need to enter an email address, because when you send the form on in, it will then send you a link back to your email to say, you voted in these, please click on the confirmation link, and you need to click on that link to make sure your votes count. So it's very important you do that.
Yeah, not just click the button the first time around, confirm that email that you get back.
Absolutely. And even more importantly, tell all your friends and family to vote as well for the Rock and Blues Circus.
Of course.